I'm going to tell you a story about being an 11-year-old boy and feeling the realization of what Christmas is really about. Seeing many great packages under the tree and seeing some of those very large boxes and thinking, oh, is that mine? Could that be for me? And not really picking anything up or shaking anything and thinking, you know, I think that's mine. And then peeking and seeing that big box was for me. That was mine. Is that what I asked for? And I think it was. When that moment came around and I dragged it out, that I had to save that one for last. This was going to be the big one. This is what I asked for. This was the big thing. That moment came around after all the little odds and ends, and they got tucked aside. I started peeling that paper away. You know, you start just a little bit of the corner, but you have to pull it off very quickly when you get so excited. Now I got just enough paper away, and I saw it was a stereo box. I had asked for a stereo for Christmas. Like, this was the 70s. I was so tired of playing Boston and Pink Floyd on my show and tell. There are no film strips with that, and using a stone on the arm to keep it from bouncing off the record was too much. I wanted a stereo, and I wanted to play it loud, and I really wanted to enjoy this. And the box was for a stereo that was just like the one Mom and Dad got. It was nice. Oh, this was beautiful. I was almost crying when I tore that paper off. I ripped that box open, and what's in there but redecoration for my room. Marimekko sheets, bolsters, curtains. And for an 11-year-old boy, I ran to my room in tears. This wasn't what I wanted. I didn't want my room redecorated. I should have known. I used to be that I would take everything apart. And if you give him something that's nice, it'll last 5 minutes and it'll be in pieces, my mother would always say. Well, I needed to know how things work. So I guess the stereo was not going to be what I had. They recycled their boxes. Lesson learned. I did get a little record changer thing, and that worked just fine. But it was the next Christmas, the one that really meant something. And it was, yes, it was that little box under the tree, that tiny little ring box, the one that's only this big. And when I lifted that little cover up, I thought, what is this? It's a little piece of paper. It was a cutout from the New York Times classified section. Brooklyn, New York. Burmese kittens. You may pick one. And to this day, the little kitten that I picked out was my best buddy forever, and a lot of love, and I will never, ever, ever forget that. Merry Christmas.
Halsey Frost. The little boy who learned the meaning of Christmas. Thank you. Thank you, Halsey.